This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Without you knowing, are you set? Let's welcome together tonight. I don't know whether to say Apostle Daniel, Evangelist Daniel. You're welcome, sir. Thank you.
Hallelujah. I'm not encouraging you now. Hallelujah. Can you make it louder for Jesus? Give God a shout of praise. Give God a shout of praise. Okay. Can you add a drama to it? Can you add a jump, a leap, a scream, a shout? Well, do you know what? When I ask you to shout and you stop without me asking you to shout, it was fake. If it's original, it will be, you know when you get alerts and the alert is an alarm. Say, what? Why? What? Hey! Are you tired? Are you tired? Sweet for Jesus, give him a shout. Hallelujah. Lift up your two hands, just worship Jesus. Worship Jesus. Marika Salabande Costa Brande Le Kesu Zelebia. Oh, glory to God. Malikrabasu Celebrados. Lord, we worship you. Oh, que pere tu celebrenos.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness.
Open my eyes, let me see.
Beauty
that they deserve
to be. Light of the world. Open my eyes.
Father, we thank you. Sweet Holy Spirit, we thank you. Co-equal eternal with the Lord, co-equal eternal with the Father, thank you. I am not the most qualified, neither am I the most anointed, but the mercies of the Lord kept qualifying me. Thank you, Father. Holy Ghost, you are the director of this meeting. Please take over this service. Glorify Jesus. Let your light come. Let your word come. Let our lives be changed. Let there be encounters and miracles. And I vow not to take the glory. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. Give God a shout of praise as you have your seat like kings and queens. Hallelujah. I want to appreciate Pastor once again for the opportunity given me to be here over and over again. Thank you, Mama. I celebrate you. Celebrate your pastors for me. While I was praying for this meeting, the Lord gave me an assignment. My assignment tonight is a foreigner assignment. And I want to speak briefly on the consciousness of the night. You know, in the morning we said that the light has come. Someone say the light has come. Shout, say the light has come. You are not sure. Say the light has come. So what are we doing now? We are saying, now that the light has come, what should I do? Once again, we celebrate my beautiful wife. Thank you very much for... Hallelujah. If you don't celebrate her, you are a witch. Celebrate her. Hallelujah. Do you know what? There are sisters in church that love their pastor. They don't know their pastor's wife. When you know them, they are, who are they? Say it. Sisters that love pastor. I love pastor. Pastor's wife, I don't. But I know you are not. Hallelujah. That's the pastor of the pastor. Glory to God. When the pastor... Oh, okay. Let me go to... Hallelujah. Your light has come. Tell your neighbor, say my light has come. Shout it, say my light has come. Say it to me, say my light has come. So, Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1. So, when your light comes, what should you do? Now, I'm talking about the consciousness of the light. Now that I know that my light is Jesus, and I know I am to honor the light, I understand that when the Father had the challenge, the solution the Father sought after was the light. And that light now, I'm not begging for him. That light now says, I'm going to live in you. So I have the light. The day you are born again, that day you have the light. The day you are born again, that day you have the light. He said, in him was life. And that life was the light of men. I said, and that light is the light that shineth unto every man that cometh unto this world. So every man that is a child of God has the light. Say, I have the light. Say it to me. Say, I have the light. So now that you know you have the light, what are you supposed to do? Okay, let's check the scripture. Scriptures don't lie. You know, when two guys are fighting over a child, or when a lady says, you are the owner of the son, you are not the owner of the child, what do? You go for DNA test. So let's check the DNA test of light. Show me that scripture. So if you have the light, let's check what are you supposed to do? Are you sure? Isaiah 60 verse 1. The issue, you don't need to be crying for it again. Oh God, make me shine is an insult to light. What's there? Arise for what? Anytime your light comes, what are you supposed to do? I don't need to encourage you. Praise the Lord. Arise, shine. The day you realize you have light now, the response to my light is shining. Now, see, I ended in the morning by saying, a man that is with honor and knoweth it not is like a beast that perish. It's an insult to be a child of God and be behaving like a slave. He said, I've seen princes walking barefooted. I've seen servants upon horses. Why? Because the princes don't know their princes. And the servants have lived in the palace so much that they have adjusted to the life of a prince. So they saw that the prince is not understanding who he is. So they began to behave like a man that know. Oh my God. The guy is not the prince, but he has served the king so much that he knows what the prince should do. But because the prince did not understand what he should do, the guy that has served the king so much, who is a servant, now begins to behave like a prince, and the prince is behaving like a beggar. See how we shine. What you need today is a consciousness. How many meetings have you attended? How many impartations have come upon you? How many encounters have you had? Apostle Paul had how many encounters? Just one. Apostle have been coming here every year now for how many years now? You are here again tonight, expectant of something. What will happen after today?
we are supposed to come here to recharge. Are you with me? You have been hearing the good word of the Lord every Sunday here. You have one of the best pastors in town. And I don't flatter people. Go and watch pastor session in last year's YMR. That's one of the best sessions. But what will you do again? Because you don't understand what has happened to you. There was a time that the devil used to come and give me food in the dream. So when I wake up, I will be sick. Hallelujah. Do you have family members here? They used to feed you. Glory to God. So they were feeding me. I will wake up, I will be sick. I say, oh, they have fed me again. But one day, cha-cha, someone say one day, I came in contact with, he shall take deadly things. Nothing. How many things?
Nothing.
Aya. How many things? Nothing shall by any means hurt you. I mean, that word entered me like arrow. So, after standing up from that scripture, see, Malaga pretos kaya barunta. After standing up from that scripture, I said, devil, bring your best tonight. I am an ekiti man. Bring pounded yam and vegetable. Guess what? He came. So I heard, I woke up. I said, thank you for this carbohydrate. Tomorrow, protein. No prayer point. No, there are times you don't pray. You prove to the devil you can't tell me when to pray. You can't tell me when to pray. You can't give me a prayer point. You cannot give me a prayer point. You can't tell. I said, Satan, thank you for the carbohydrate. Tomorrow bring protein. Beans and plantain. Till today I didn't fall sick. Till today, devil knows when you don't know, but he knows when you know. The dead devil knows you know. The dead devil knows you know. He respects himself. It's like the case of, how many of you went to boarding school? You know we used to do seniority. So imagine, you know, how do we know seniors? The order the house wear. If you are in SS2, your houseware will be very old. Compared to GS1, houseware is new. So, but somebody, imagine, somebody took transfer from another boarding school to our boarding school. His parents could not afford new houseware. So the houseware of the other school, for example, you know Unity schools are using the same houseware everywhere. So he came with the houseware of his summer school and he was wearing it. But he has a big stature. And you are a senior. Please come. Please come. Who should be senior between two of them? So he should be senior. Okay. He should be senior, right? Okay. But because this guy came from another boarding school, another Unity school, his parents are poor. They couldn't afford uniform, but he's a junior. So he now saw this senior. Hey, how are you? This one reason is elsewhere is old. He should be my senior. His elsewhere is old. So he said, good morning, sir. What is your name? What's your name? Fee Ifolua. What class are you? SS2A. SS2A? Do you know me? I don't know you, sir. I'm in SS3C. Say yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go and fetch. From today, you are my school son. Yes, sir. Go and fetch me water. So senior began to fetch water for junior. Senior began to fetch water for junior. Every day. And one day, please come. He now saw him. Don't you have school son? He said, I have school son, but you don't have our seniors. They don't want school son. Come, this is your classmate. Who are you fetching water for? He said, senior, what's your name? Anthony. Senior Anthony. Which class? SS3C. How is he? He says, wearing white with light. He's your 2 years junior. He was at the stream. What will happen? Suddenly, face changed. He dropped the bucket and began to move to the hostel. Hear me, he didn't see anything. As soon as the junior see the senior, he kneel down. Why? He knows. Enough now. Enough. Ayayaya. Wait. The devil has been cheating you because he thinks you don't know. After Mercy Conference 2023, now you know. Senior now said, for all the days I've been fetching water for you, one bucket for each toe, one bucket for each finger, meaning 20 buckets per day. Instead of go back home and deal with the devil, he has dealt with you for so long. Someone shall let you be light. He has dealt with you for too long. But guess what? You know, he thought he was a senior because of the old houseware. Satan has been here for a long time. He's wearing old houseware. That's why they call him old man. But you, your houseware is new. Therefore, if a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. So the houseware is new. This one is old. Oldness doesn't mean seniority. Oldness doesn't mean seniority. Why is the devil cheating you? Why is the devil oppressing you? It's time to overrun the devil. I call the devil. No more. You have cheated me for too long. You have harassed me for too long. Enough is it. Hear me. You are a senior. Not just a senior. You are above. See, Satan made a mistake. When he wanted to enter garden, he came like a serpent. Mistake. So when God saw that he came like a serpent, he said, well done, the rest of the animal. He said, those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit. They shall mount up with wings like eagle, celestial animal. So Satan came terrestrial. He said, you come terrestrial. So what is the food of eagles? So eagles come, pick the serpent. Wait, they won't kill the serpent down. They change location. Wait, you know when you are playing game, we have home and away. When you are playing away, you have first advantage. You can, when you are at home, you can win. But when you are away, the opponent has advantage. So Satan said, don't worry. The believer said, don't worry. Took the serpent off the land and took him away. While the serpent is doing like this up, then the believer now look for a rock. The eagle looks for a rock and smash the serpent upon the rock, and is the rock of ages. So the serpent came terrestrial. As a believer, you came terrestrial, and the terrestrial is your food. The devil has cheated you for too long. Hear me, I'm here to say the consciousness of the light. You have sat down so long down, you have stayed so long depressed. It's time to say no. It's time to say no. You can't be sick anymore. You can't be tormented anymore. I know my right. Ayayayayaya. See, I know my right. See, I know my right. The devil has tormented you for too long. I want to give you 2 minutes to rebel. This rebellion is legalized. It's a correct rebellion. Satan, no more. Over my finances, no more. Over my head, no more. Satan, no more. Satan, no more. Satan, no more. Satan, no more. Over my head, no more. Over my life, no more. Ah. No more! 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 Amen. Amen. Please sit down. Please sit down. Listen. There was a time in my life I used to have sex in my dreams. And I know some people are suffering from that affliction here. But tonight is the end, though. There's one woman that used to come and sleep with me in my dreams.
and I'm a child of God. So I will pray and pray. After the sex, you know, I have to be changing boxers every night. Of course, you don't like the outcome. I will wake up sad, crying. Oh God, what is this again? What did you share? What is this? I will cry and cry. There was one time the devil was after my life. That sex will happen 2 a.m. every 2 a.m. So because I wake up 2:05, I now started doing VG 12 to 2. The devil now shifted to 2:30. I now pushed my VG to 3. The devil now came by 3:05. I mean, I came to the end of myself when I said I will pray till 6. And if I took a nap by 6:05, I'm back there. One day I was like, what is this? Is Bible a scam? How can God be scamming me? Check it out, 1 minute. What's this? And God said, the problem is not me, the problem is you. He said, ignore that devil and fire up. So I got the memo. I ignored the devil. I will sleep. The thing will happen. I wake up. I'll just forget as if nothing happened. I just begin to fire. I will clean up. I say, get a crano kotobayaba. You know, when say you bone face. I bone face. The thing kept happening. I kept burning face. I was firing up. Guess what? I didn't know when it stopped. You have given devil too much attention. It's time to say, you forget it. There is light here now. There is light here now. I know what I carry. I know what I carry. You can't torment me anymore. You can't torment me anymore. No more. Listen. I was building spiritual muscles. Hear me. When you go to gym, it won't show immediately. But keep building. Keep building. Keep building. One day the gym will come out. They're going to say, you don't carry gym. But not they have for day one. So sometimes devil is saying, don't worry, leave her, just a build fire. A kapaya naka, 1 hour, 2 hours, you are there. Let your eye turn red. By the time you call, your eye turn red. They say, this guy don't carry something. Pastor said they took a quarter. We take the most high, we are high. Let the devil know, say we don't high. Yes, hey, no, don't allow the devil to cheat you anymore. Enough, there is light here. No more darkness. I am a light. I'm a child of light. No more darkness. I am a light. Wait, let me close on this. The issue is not whether there is light or not. We are past the level of there is light. Now we are the light. Hear me. God transferred light ownership. Show me Matthew 9:5. Show me Matthew 9:5. God transferred light ownership to you. Believe it. Believe it. Matthew 9:5. Oh, Sibarabalaba. No more darkness. I mean John. I am a light, I'm a child of light. John 9:5. No more darkness. I am a light. Wait. As long as I am in this world, I am the light. Meaning, when I go, the word says, as long as I'm here. So the day he was taken up, he transferred the ownership. Are you with me? The statement said, as long as I am here. But now is at the right hand of the Father, and the earth must not remain in darkness. Somebody is the owner. There is a transfer ownership. Somebody was the owner of the car. He's now relocating in out of a Japa. Or the transfer motor. So he used to be the owner. Who is the owner now? As long as I'm in Nigeria, I'm the owner of the Lexus. But now that I'm in UK, Moti was okay. He was the owner.
No more darkness.
I am a light. No more darkness. Wait. Listen. So he said, show me John 8:12. John 8:12. Say, as long as I'm here, I am the one. But now, show me John 8:12. Jesus spoke to them again and said, I am the light of the world, though, but he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but what? Are you a follower of Christ? Do you have light? Do you have it? Wait. So, when he was going, he transferred ownership. Now, show me Matthew 5:14. Except you believe God is a scam. Except God is a scam. Except Jesus is a scam. Is he a scam? Can he lie? Wait. Can he lie? God is not a man that should lie, nor the son of man that should repent. Has he not said it? Shall he not do it? Has he not spoken it? Shall he not make it a lie go? God, not a scam person. Wait. Who is a man to believe? A man that they told us the way we come, he came like that. They told us a virgin will conceive him, the virgin do him. They tell us the Holy Ghost go overshadow the virgin, Holy Ghost do him. They tell us say Holy Ghost go overshadow the guy, Holy Ghost overshadow him. We see him as they enter water, they overappear for sky. And now say this one I'm my beloved son. They tell us the guy come the war for here. He can't say me and my father we are one. Okay, but they look and say wait till they talk. He can't tell us, say, very soon, this temple go destroy 3 days. After 3 days, go come up again. So they tell us, say, I ain't be temple. He can't tell us, say, I go die. They go betray me. They betray him. He tell us, say, I go die on the tree. That's why one day he was moving. Zacchaeus was on the tree. He said, come down. Don't reveal this technology. Come down. Come down. It's not for Zacchaeus. I'm the one to go to the tree. Guy, come down. So. See how God calculates him now. The guy supposed to be. Go finish for cross, right? God, and I say, you, me, I do the other. Put them for carpenter house. The end is cross. Go the leg. Wood, hammer, nail, carpenter. He would have been the son of a doctor. But that should be carpenter. Oh, that's not why I'm here. Are you here? So he tell us, say, if I die, on the third day, I go wake, right? And on the third day, did he wake? He wake up in no wake. So he can't tell us say he go. Did he go? He tell us say he go make intercession for us. He make intercession. He tell us say he go send the comforter. He send them. Everything he talk come to pass or not. So if he talk, if he believe him, not be best. We promise you $1 to $1.
Jesus, you are not a star.
Wait! Some people are promising you 8 years in front. Not with me, don't come up. Wait! Will we believe him? Will we believe him? But this guy, will we trust him? Wait! Even though if he did not do anything, he told me he will give me another comforter. And those paracletos, did he do it? Do you have the Holy Ghost? Wait! They were going to kill him that day. So Satan wanted to kill one guy. But he was smart. He gave up the ghost. All of us took the Holy Ghost. So they killed Jesus of Nazareth. They raised Jesus of Adoekiti. Where are you from? Jesus of Ijebu. Jesus of Lagos. Jesus of Oshun. Jesus of Ova. Now Jesus of Nazareth they kill. See many Jesus. See many Jesus. Ash! Can he be trusted? Can he be trusted? Okay, follow me. Matthew 5:16. Let me close. Oh. What did you see here? Go to 14. What did he say? Let's read. You are the light. Can I trust him? Wait, what did he call me? Light of Lagos?
Light of Ondo, light of Akwa Ibom, light of where? Can he be trusted? Can he be trusted? Say, now I know. Wait. You know, he said, as long as I'm here, I'm the light. But when he was going, he said, light. Light. You are the light of the world. He didn't say you are the light. Sir, he didn't say you have the, what did he say? You. Meaning your name is, what's your name? Light Chigozie. I am the light. What is your name? Eh? You are now light at this house. Ah! Not you have light. Who are you?
No more darkness. No more darkness. I am a light. I'm a child of light. No more darkness. No more darkness. I am a light.
Wait! Wait! The issue is not darkness. The issue is I'm not showing up. From today, I show up. When I show up. When I show up.
Hey! No more darkness. No more darkness. I am a light. I'm a child of light. No more darkness. No more darkness. I am a light.
Wait! Show me verse 15. No.
No more darkness.
Pastor, let me know. Let me know the time. Okay. Nor do they light a lamp and put under a basket, but on a lampstand, and give light to all who are in the house. So I can't be hidden. Next verse, verse 16. See where I'm going to. Let your light shine before men, that they may see. Why are you hiding it? Are you a bastard? Why are you hiding it? Anywhere you show up, introduce yourself. I am here. Darkness, Motide. Motide. What? Anywhere I get to, Motide. He says, let your light so shine. Not before robots. Not before angels. Before men. Meaning Instagram must know. Twitter must know. Facebook. Office. Hey, Moti. Mama Imole. Guy, Moti. Wait. Wait. Hear me. He said, let it so, not shine. Let me make you laugh. When God loved the world. Okay, quote John 3:16 for me. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Wait. When God loved the world, he gave them sun. When God loved the world, he gave them moon. When God loved the world, he gave them water. When he loved the world, he gave them wind. When he so loved, he gave them himself. When you sow, you give the highest. For God so loved the world that he gave his only. Oh, Motide. Wait. Sister, brother, after today, introduce. Darkness cannot persist. Wait. He said, let your light so shine that they may see your good work. Then do what? Meaning, he called me light. He named me light so he can have glory. Remember, arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord. Since he cannot share his glory with me, now when I manifest, he gets glory.
Meaning when you don't manifest, it gets shame. Listen. You are the reason why God is not shining. He won't come and do it. You are the one. He won't send Michael. He won't send Gabriel. You are the one. You are the one. So, can I say safely, you are God's problem. Let me read two scriptures. Wait. Are you a bastard? Show me James 1. 17. I want to show you your father. Tani Babae. Tani Babae. Ma. Who has twins here? You have twins. Ah, come. Mommy, twins. She's mommy twins. Now, do you have twins? Can I call you mommy twins? If I call you mommy twins, you don't even want it. But my wife, let me call you mommy twins. Hallelujah. Me, I want twins. So you let me transfer mantle to her. Hallelujah. But she has the right to become mommy twins, right? So if she doesn't have twins, can they call her mommy twins? Even if they call her, it's just a nickname. But in reality, when I say mommy twins, she will show up because she has twins. So when you say somebody is father of lights, because lights are plenty. Let's read. Every good gift and perfect gift come from above and come down from the Father of. Are you part of the light? Wait. If Jesus was the only light, you'll be Father of lights. If Jesus was the only light, you'll be what? Father of lights. But now, uncle, are you part of the list? Are you one of us? What? Are you part of us? So now that you know you have light, what should you do? Arise! Are you sitting down? What do you do next? Wait, shine, not be mount. Shine alive. Action, meaning give us a technology that shows the glory. Give us a marriage that can show his glory. Give us a movie that can show us his glory. Let your academics show his glory. Anything you do is glory. Because why? Those who have light must shine. Leave this service with a consciousness. I am not begging for light. I am who? My father is the father of what? Are you a bastard? Are you a bastard? Who are you? So, you know, the day I met my wife, we went for a crusade. So in that crusade, I received a song. As I was singing, may you have light. As I was singing, a lady was backing up in the choir. So while I was ministering, I will turn. I will sing, I will turn. You can't see light and not turn. So after turning, I now focused. After service, I said, you are sounding my sound. Because there is a connection between light and sound. So, the song I received, may somebody sound your sound. The song I received, that is, let there be light. Let there be light. Your light is shining in my life. Let there be light. Let there be light. Your light is shining. Okay. So wait. She sang the Yoruba version. That was when I
The sound click. So she will sing that. I'm going somewhere. I'm closing now. She will sing that one. Then we will continue.
Imole.
Let there be light. Your light is shining in my heart. Imole. 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 Ninu akomi imole atom imole atom imole anton lolo ninu akomi.
What? What? Are you here? Now, now. Are you the light? Are you the light? We are going to declare that song now because when you say let there be light, say I emerge. Because why? I am the light. Turn on your torchlight. We are going to sing that song and say in this Nigeria, Imole Atom. Why? There are light here.
In Nigeria.
Wait! Have you lifted it up? Are you ready? So you will sing that song with understanding. Why? You are the light. We will not do in Nigeria. Wait. You know one light is enough for a house. A room, one light is enough. A stadium needs many lights. Our nation needs many lights. And we are enough here tonight to lift it up to God. Declare now, Nigeria, let there be light. Let there be light. In my life, let there be light. In my finance, let there be light. I emerge as light. I emerge as light. I am alive. I emerge. Somebody declare, 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 declare.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.